There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Give it the official title.
Hey, welcome to another summer mini episode of what I guess we're calling Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Yes!
We came up with that title because I think we were kidding around and decided it was the worst title possible, and now it's the actual title.
Yeah.
Of the podcast. These are just little fun mini episodes. I don't know, try and brighten up your summer a little bit. And we hope you enjoy what's going on. I'm enjoying doing these. It's fun. I'm having a good time. Gorley, how are you doing?
It's nice to see you guys here as a Chill Chum, as a registered member of the Chill Chums. It's good to
Yeah, you're a Chill Chum now. Yeah. Now, Sona, I understand you're not feeling 100% today.
Oh, what's going on? A mess. I'm an absolute mess.
What happened?
Last night, I was talking to Erica, Lindsay, and Megan, three of my really good pals. We were talking on this app called House Party where you play games, and we decided we'd do trivia, and every time you got an answer wrong, you would take a drink, and I haven't been drinking pretty much at all this whole time, and I was like, I'm gonna make a screwdriver and drink it every time I get an answer wrong. And then we purposely were doing trivia that was really hard to answer, and I got absolutely wasted last night. And this morning I woke up
on vodka.
And I got really drunk. And then this morning I woke up, I was hungover, and then I had coffee, which I don't drink. So I'm a mixture of being hungover and I'm shaking and I am sweating and I have shortness of breath and I want to go vomit, honestly.
Oh,
How's everyone enjoying the podcast so far? What a nice, cool summer break, as Sona describes. The nausea that accompanies being hungover. Can we do anything for you right now? Are you hydrating? You got to hydrate.
Yeah,
like
I got a whole giant bottle of water, but I used to get crunk all the time, and I just stopped for a really long time. And it was a feeling last night where I was like, this is strange yet very familiar. I don't miss this. And I feel like garbage. But let's do this.
Yeah. No, you used to tear it up in the day.
Yeah, I did.
You know, you partied hard. Uh-huh. For many of the years that we've worked together, I've seen you party very, very hard. You took no prisoners. The Sona of old. You are now, you're a married woman, a responsible member of the Altadena community. Ugh. But back in the day, you were out of control.
Yeah, I was. I had fun. I feel like you had contempt for me sometimes when I would have a good time.
I was resentful.
Yeah.
I was resentful that you were having so much fun. I was never allowed to have fun.
Even when you were an adult and you could make your own decisions?
You know what's funny? No, I did not allow myself too much of that. I was a man on a mission. I knew that I had to one day wait for podcasts to be invented and then have one. And I had to work furiously behind the scenes to get myself in the correct position. That's been, that's my whole life.
Well, mission accomplished. Now you can chill.
You think so, but no. Now I'm just looking around thinking, how could it be better?
Oh, man. It can't be better. You're doing a podcast called Summer S'mores and the Chill Chums.
Yeah.
That's like, that's peak podcasting.
He'll say it's Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums.
Oh, right.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the actual name of it.
I think you two are the Chill
Chums. We are the Chill Chums.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Chill Chum.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a grown man.
No, you want to be a Chill Chum. You're just angry you can't be a Chill Chum.
It's pretty good over
there. I will admit, Sona, that there was a period of time where I resented you when you were having so much fun all the time and just, you know, just enjoying everything in life. And I didn't understand how you did.
Yeah.
I didn't understand how someone could have that much enjoyment.
Oh.
And so it's good. This is therapeutic.
Okay.
I see now why I spent so much time loathing.
Oh, that's good. It's, I didn't know you loathed me, but that's a fun new thing that I learned today.
Loathe and love are both similar sounding words. I think they can be part of the same.
Chestnut. No. What? What?
Okay. All this has to
It's so sure. stupid. No. We should just not talk about me being hungover at all. I mean,
it's hungover. It's soft G.
A soft G would be hungover.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, how about a silent G?
Every time you correct me with my G's, it infuriates me. It's hungover. There is a G in it, and I'm pronouncing the G in it.
Hungover.
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 I can't do this. Hungover.
You know what? You are hungover, and I'm badgering you about the way you're pronouncing hungover. Yeah. And it's making you probably feel more hungover. Isn't that clever? Hello? Anybody there?
Where she left. She crawled out the window.
Let's talk about, you know, the point of these episodes, these
Yeah, what is the point?
Chill chums!
Summer... Summer memories. Ah, memories of summer. We all have them. I have a funny memory. You want to hear my funny memory?
It sounds like you're just killing time.
For a podcast that doesn't even need to happen.
I know.
Badgered into a podcast that officially doesn't need to exist, and I'm killing time. I was headed off to camp. I went to camp for a bunch of summers, and I would go to Freedom, New Hampshire for a couple of years. And then I went to one that was in Maine because my brother Luke wanted to try that camp. So I went there. That had more of a, I'm going to say, a military flair to it. We had to wear uniforms.
What?
Yeah. And I went from being in this incredibly you just wear cutoff shorts camp, which was Craggan Mountain Farm. And then I was sent to this other camp. And I didn't even know this was the deal. I just sort of got talked into it by my brother Luke. And I went there. And I only went there one summer because it was mandatory that you had to wear these pants that I swear to God looked like we were cadets.
Are you sure you weren't just in the ROTC? What was it called?
There was a lot of drilling with rifles.
And taps.
We did attack several villages. No, there were gray pants with a stripe down the side.
What?
I'll never forget that. Yes. And I remember just being like, what? What is this? And they said, here's your uniform. I was like, uniform? So I was not cool with that. But here's the point of this story. Just before I went to camp, my mother said, oh, you're going to need a belt buckle, because I think my belt buckle broke or I lost it. So she said, here, I bought you a belt buckle. And it was a belt buckle that was a Levi Strauss belt buckle, like, you know, and it was really big. It was a big rectangle that was a big piece of metal that was a rectangle. And it said Levi Strauss and Company, and it had like their logo on it. And she gave it to me as I was like getting on the bus to go up to this camp. So I just took it with me and I put it on, and I was we had to go to a dance one night, and I was embarrassed by this big belt buckle, but I needed to wear a belt because the pants didn't fit. I was super skinny. So I was wearing this giant belt buckle, and this kid was from another camp, was bullying a friend of mine. And I thought, oh, I better go over there and see if I can help out. So I went over there and I said, hey, to this kid, why don't you leave him alone? And the kid was like, why don't you mind your own business? And I said, oh, it's just, he's my friend. You should probably leave him alone. He said, hey, man, mind your own business. And he punched me in the stomach and hit the belt.
Oh, shit.
And doubled over like, fuck. And he doubled over and people were looking at me like, Jesus, who's that kid? And he just hit the belt buckle. I didn't do anything. I'm a terrible fighter. I've never been a fighter. I can't fight for, you know. But he hit the belt buckle and went, fuck. And people were like, what? And suddenly there was like, you hear about that guy over there? Old Iron Gut O'Brien. That's a true story.
I think that was really nice of you to stick up for that kid.
I remembered, you know, I was a brave person. Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. So are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Particular or anything. I just remember in that moment thinking I should stick up for this kid.
So what happened to you? Because you're all bully now.
Yeah. How did the roles change?
Yeah.
Well, the boy who's bullied becomes the bully. And so the minute that bully hit me, I knew, I can either do two things. I could go through life wearing a giant belt buckle, or I myself could be the one throwing fists around. I decided on the latter course.
That's good.
And that made me the horrible man I am today.
That was cool. You should tell your mom that that happened.
Nah.
No.
Yeah, why would you?
I don't want to encourage her too much.
Encourage her.
She'd be like, which one are you? I'd say I'm the third one. The one with the red hair. Oh, yes, yes. She literally would do the thing. There were so many of us that when she would get mad, she would run through the Rolodex of all the names. She would. She'd be really mad. She'd be like, Neil, Luke, Justin, Kate, Conan. She'd finally come up with me. I'm surprised she didn't just start rattling off presidents, too. You know, Garfield, Harding, Pierce, Conan. Just ridiculous.
We had a president named Pierce?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay, cool.
And guess what, Sona? He was only three presidents ago.
Oh.
It was Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Pierce Brosnan was president from 1988 to 1992.
He quit the presidency to do GoldenEye. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is the best reason to leave the presidency.
I mean, I'm all for it.
I resign. Wouldn't that be great if Nixon resigned because he was taking a movie role? I wish to announce that I, effective noon today, I am resigning the presidency of the United States so that I can star in Herbie. The Love.
Oh, how much better the world would have been in every way if that happened.
It's a Disney vehicle. It's going to be available in about 6 months. It'll be in theaters nationwide. So I will be leaving now with my wife, Pat. And Ford will become president so that I can start learning my part as Chaz in Herbie and the Lover. I would love that.
I would love to see him act.
Different. If there are, you know, the way they always posit that there are different. Yeah, wouldn't it be great? There was, I remember Robert Smigel and I, when we were writers at Saturday Night Live, it was after Reagan had his second term was up and he left. And I don't know if anybody remembers this, but there was these brief rumors. It's before, you know, it was like 2 years or so or 3 years before it was revealed that Reagan was ill and you know, had dementia. And there was this period of time where he resigned. He was very popular and he left the presidency. And there was like a 2 or 3 year period where people were speculating that Reagan might return to film. Does anybody remember that? I remember there were a little, and I was a writer at Saturday Night Live, and Robert and I started speculating about what if he took a part, you know, and he was just so revered, but what if Reagan took a part like in, so he leaves the presidency in 88. And what if, like, he came out in a movie in 1989, but he just took a role that was way beneath him. And it was like, he's this like cowardly drug addict. And we were just imagining Reagan like on the phone, you know, saying like, ratting out some people in a really cowardly way. And he's like in a phone booth saying like, that's right, that's right. Yes, yes, well, yeah, well, that's the way. Yes, you make sure those are the ones that did it. And don't use my name, don't use my name. And just then you see shadows fall over him because the mob has caught up with him. And he's like, oh God, don't kill me. Oh God. And he's begging for his life in a cowardly, unseemly way.
He's the guy the hard-boiled detective goes to slap around and get street information from.
Right, yes. And then they beat the shit out of Reagan and they're like hitting him with trash cans and stuff. And then, you know, it's this role where you're like, why, Ronald Reagan, why did you take that part?
I don't know. I shouldn't have, you know.
I needed the SAG insurance.
He just took a part without really reading it. And it's just, and then instead of using a body double, they're really kicking the shit out of him.
Oh my God.
Effective noon today, I will resign the presidency so that I can join Ronald Reagan in the Disney production of Return to Witch Mountain. Ford will now become president as Reagan and I embark on our journey
I just am fantasizing about all the roles Nixon could resign the presidency for.
I'm so Pierce.
So you didn't know there was a, yeah, there was a President Pierce. Yeah.
Should I have known him?
Nah.
You can let him go.
You know, did you know him, Gorls?
You can let Pierce go.
I knew the name. I don't know anything about him. Franklin Pierce, right?
Yep, Franklin Pierce.
Oh,
yep.
Cool. When was that?
Wow. Jeez, when's Franklin Pierce? He's one of those nondescript. What is Franklin? Franklin Pierce is 19th century. I'm going to say early to mid 19th century. I'm going to guess, what is he? 1830s?
Franklin Pierce was the 14th president of the United States. This is all off the top of my head, by the way. A Northern Democrat who saw the abolitionist movement as a fundamental threat to the unity of the nation. Oh, sounds like a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah. That's why we don't remember his name. Yeah,
he's probably best.
You know what's wrong with this country? Abolitionism. That's the problem with America.
Jesus.
And I'm going to stake my name on it.
And then resign to go be in Birth of a Nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I, Franklin Pierce, resign the presidency. Why does my Franklin Pierce sound like
I don't know.
I, Franklin Pierce, resign the presidency.
Do you know that I did, my first play I was ever in was in the theater that Nixon did his first and only play where he met Pat Nixon.
Oh, Whittier.
Whittier.
That's right. It was a production of Rent, wasn't it? Wouldn't it be great if it was this incredibly progressive play?
Angels in America.
Yeah.
Hair.
You know,
hair, yeah, he's nude.
Just, he's nude at the end with Pat.
All we need is hair. Long, beautiful hair. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Today, I am resigning the presidency, effective at noon, so that I may leave my position as commander-in-chief and join a production, a traveling production.
Not even
of
the
hair.
Broadway production. Regional theater.
I have to learn the lyrics and the choreography to Age of Aquarius. I will be nude in this production. My friend Billy Graham has advised against it, but I feel that this is my truth and I need to live it. So I'm going to go have a toque and then... And my old lady and I are going to bag it. And I'll see you out there. I'm going to let little Dick flap in the breeze.
Oh,
little Dick Nixon flap in the breeze as I sing the Age of Aquarius. Oh,
525,600 minutes.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
It's a very progressive play that I'm in. I will be playing a homosexual who's struggling. And I know that there are some people in my cabinet who feel resigning the presidency to play a homosexual is a strange left turn for me at this point in my career. But I believe.
Oh my God.
All I'm going to be doing tonight is just, I'm going to be lying in bed this is actually going to be happening. My wife Liz is going to be in the bed trying to go to sleep, and I'm always up later. I'm going to be brushing my teeth in the bathroom, and I'm going to spit, and I'm going to start doing this into the mirror. Effective noon today.
Oh my God.
And she'll be like, what are you doing? Because she hears me doing bits into the mirror, and she'll be like, what? What are you doing? And she's had other people say, what's going on in there? Like, you know, not that we have other people joining us in the bedroom, but like she'll hear, if other people are around the house or guests or something. So sometimes here, people will be like, is he talking to someone? And she's like, oh, it's a whole party in there. And she just rolls her eyes. It's a whole party in there with that guy.
Oh, Liza's a saint.
No, he's.
Yeah.
She is a saint. I do love my wife. I'll say that. I might be a bully. And I may be resigning the presidency.
Oh my God.
At noon today.
You even have your hair slicked back like Nixon right now.
Well, I took a shower. You know, my hair, because of COVID and everything, I just haven't been cutting it. And it's so long now that I keep wetting it and slicking it back to just keep it out of my face. Because
yeah.
I look like Sean Cassidy.
I know. Mine too. I feel like, look at this mop.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. My God.
I feel like a poor man's Hitler or something like that.
A poor man's Hitler. That's sad. You're not even What is there a good Hitler?
Good point.
Yeah, I'm a poor man's Hitler. Not up to the old Hitler standards of sanity.
On my best day, I'm just a Mussolini.
Yeah, my best day. Oh my God. Yeah, never get up quite up there.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, listen. I hope that you've enjoyed this special edition of. What is it called? Summer S'mores.
With Conan?
With Conan
and the Chilchums.
All right. We'll see you next time. Effective noon today. I can't stop. I got to stop.
Conan O'Brien needs a friend. With Sonam Ovsesian and Conan O'Brien as himself. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco and Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. The show is engineered by Will Becton. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.